NDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 27. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today with another 4 to 8 inches Thursday through Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Several social media users have reported that several workers are stranded at Cargill in Dodge City. One caller told 12 News that there is no heating nor power at the plant and that areas of the building are full of stranded workers. Ford County Emergency Management will provide more information soon. With the dangerous winter weather affecting most highways, Trooper Ben Gardner with the Kansas Highway Patrol spoke with Cake News about his traveling this morning.
It's still overwhelming. And it's still bad. I've just traveled from the short distance of southern Saline County up into Salina. It took me a lot of time just to get here because of the snow packing and drifting and just the visibility challenges that one would experience traveling down the roadway. People need to really consider their safety, prioritizing it, and staying home is vital for days like today.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
One person was injured after escaping a house fire in Hutchinson early Monday morning. The Hutchinson Fire Department received a call around 5 a.m. for a report of a fire at the 900 block of East 5th Avenue. Upon arrival, crews were met with heavy smoke and fire coming from the front of the house, as they describe it as a quick, aggressive attack. The department says that the house sustained heavy damage of approximately 50% of the building, along with smoke damage around the home. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. In other news, Kansas lawmakers have voted to approve a resolution supporting Israel amid the ongoing war in Gaza. It was the first order of business upon returning to the Kansas State House for the 2024 legislative session. Representative Dan Osman, a Democrat from Overland Park, says that Israel was attacked by terrorists. They have asked for our support, they need our support, and that he is standing up to give them the support that they need. Senate President Ty Masterson also released a statement saying that the Senate stood united with one clear, unequivocal voice and support of our ally, Israel. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Ezekiel Barraza-Aguiano, age 21, is now in Hall County Jail after police said he fled from officers multiple times on Saturday. The 21-year-old had a warrant out for his arrest due to a probation violation, and when officers went to make contact with him at 4:15 a.m., he drove off in a silver Pontiac G6 before officers could stop him. Officers would see him three other times throughout the day, where he would continue evading police at high rates of speed in an erratic manner. Officers eventually obtained a search warrant of his home and vehicle when he refused to enter a residence at the 500 block of East 19th Street, and police found large sums of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He was arrested for those offenses along with the ones that were on his warrants. In other news, Senator Lauren Lippincott of Central City has introduced a bill to add asphyxiation by nitrogen to the state's method of carrying out the death penalty. Nebraska's current sole method of execution is lethal injection. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
With businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners discussed with the County Sheriff Justin Cordry options for incentivizing college degrees or related training as a means to attract and retain employees. Specifics not identified, it was mentioned that offering paid training should include longer-term employment with the county as opposed to those who might take advantage of the incentive and then move on. No decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting held a public hearing on the 2023 budget amendments and then approved those unanimously after no one came forward with comment. City of Washington is declaring a traffic emergency, continuing Tuesday, advising that vehicles should be removed from snow routes. An injury accident was reported January 5th. Shortly after 7 p.m., Terry Heideman, age 59 of Corning, lost control on K63 north of 144th Road. He slid into a vehicle driven by Teresa Steinlogge, age 60 of Kelly. Steinlogge was taken by private vehicle to the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital with injuries. Additional snow accumulations light this morning. Travel conditions impacted by a gusty northwest wind with blowing snow, creating poor visibilities, and of course, snowpack roads are difficult. Quite a few weather-related postponements and cancellations. All of the area schools are closed today. Marshall County Agency on Aging Transportation, senior meals and meals on wheels will not be available today. Gage County Courthouse is closed. Blue Valley Technologies office closed. Twin Valley Warehouse, the thrift shop, and the Beatty next to New are closed today.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Marilyn J. Lineweber, age 91 of Frankfort, passed away January 3rd. Celebration of life service will be held at a future date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Marilyn Lineweber. James Jimmy Messick, age 58 of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jimmy Messick. Juanita M. O'Neill, age 59 of Beatty, passed away December 27th. Service to be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Juanita O'Neill. Trudy L. Reif, age 71 of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Inurnment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reif. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61 of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th at 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, Rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huttner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. A chance for some snow and blowing snow today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Partly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s and partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. There will be another chance for some snow showers on Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 30s. Then snow showers become likely again throughout Thursday night with our lows just above zero. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some snow into Friday, staying cooler with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then mostly cloudy into Friday night with our lows just above and below zero. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 75. The average low 19 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:21. We had almost an inch of rain ahead of the snow Monday, and in the 3 to 4 inch accumulation of snow Monday into Tuesday at studios here in Marysville.
The Native Americans called it Paganip, or White Death. All about what happens when ice and fog mix on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 9th, the ninth day of the year. Musician Jimmy Page has a birthday, and former President Richard Nixon was born on this day in 1913. What do you get when you mix water vapor and bitterly cold air? Sometimes you get a phenomenon called ice fog. Ice fog is actually floating ice crystals. And anyone who has experienced it might tell you of leaving a body print in the air or brushing it aside with their hands, and they're not telling tall tales. When the air is so cold it can't hold moisture, water vapor freezes so quickly it leaves ice crystals suspended in the air. The result is a cotton candy-like soup that some people call diamond dust, or what Native Americans called Paganip, or White Death. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house, Reflections in Marysville is always
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johns, and the Kansas City Chiefs were able to wrap up their 2023 football season with a win over the Los Angeles Chargers 13-12. Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say about the win.
What a game on both sides. I mean, Giff rallying these guys to play like they are really shows the character of the team and what they can do. I was proud of our young guys for the for the job that they did, and then Blaine Gabbard with the long runs. I mean, who would have thought that?
After last night's loss to the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins will be headed to Kansas City to face the Chiefs, exclusively on Peacock at 7 o'clock. Despite KU's two-point victory over TCU 83-81, they have fallen in the AP poll from number 2 to number 3, receiving two first-place votes. The two teams ahead of them are Purdue and in-conference rival Houston. Mid-American Network Sports.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864. Or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Weniger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Weniger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Weniger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Weniger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Here's what Bill Self had to say about the controversial flagrant call towards the end of the game against TCU.
Hunter sold it well, because if he hadn't sold it, they wouldn't have stopped the play. And then, you know, it was an obvious call, but it's unfortunate because, you know, unintentional. I don't, you know, but you know, the arm definitely swung and definitely was above the shoulder and the mouth, and then he made the free throws, and then we screwed up a play and somehow lucked out.
And here's what Hunter Dickinson had to say.
Hopefully, I don't always have to get elbowed to try to win. Hopefully, I don't always have to get elbowed to try to win us a game. But yeah, if that's what it takes to win, you know, I'm all for the team and, you know, whatever it takes. Yeah, Juan tied it then, or Juan, I think Juan put us up two, and then they hit the tap in, I think. In the timeout, I mean, we were just trying to stay composed. Coach Self always preaches that, you know.
Mid-American Network Sports.
High school basketball games canceled tonight with no school on Tuesday. Rescheduling dates for area games to be announced. Marysville versus Concordia will be made up February 1st. Kansas State basketball tonight will join the pregame show in progress following our evening news block on KNDY.
You can include shade-loving impatiens in your gardens and containers once again. The Beacon series of impatiens are highly resistant to downy mildew. This is the disease that stopped many gardeners from growing this popular plant for more than a decade. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The Beacon series of impatiens have the same shape as traditional garden impatiens, growing 15 to 20 inches tall and 12 to 14 inches wide. They're more vigorous with the same size flower as Super Elfin. You'll find 7 different flower colors, including bright red, violet shades, salmon, orange, white, coral, the newly introduced rose, and 2 mixes for sale this spring. Plant Beacon impatiens 8 to 10 inches apart in shaded or part sun locations with moist, well-drained soil. Grow them in the garden, container, and window boxes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
A farm hat is a necessity for many people, something to keep the sun out of your eyes or perhaps the top of your head warm in the winter. On this farm, the hats went far beyond that usual purpose, though. I'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1960s, Scott Legrand's dad was selling livestock equipment and snowmobiles, as well as farming. He was on the road and would occasionally be given a hat from those with whom he did business.
He went into the closet to get something one day, and there was a bunch of hats on the shelf that was kind of different colors. And he said, that's kind of pretty. It'd be kind of fun just to collect some of them. It kind of got away from him, and one thing led to another.
Scott's father began collecting hats, sorting and boxing them. Scott recalls his father being a part of a national hat collectors club.
They would trade amongst themselves, and that went on for many years. And then as they passed away, they would contact my father, do you want my uncle's collection? We'd be interested in my husband's collection.
Meanwhile, Scott and his father were always working on their family farm that dates to 1875. Many of the hats had ties to their livelihood.
A lot of it was farm hats. That's just because we're in that industry and our family's been doing it for so long. There again, he had another couple rules. They had to have a patch on them or an advertisement. They couldn't be plain, and then they couldn't have any dirty sayings. They had to be clean sayings.
Over time, the collection grew, and his father set personal goals for the number and types of hats he wanted to collect. One of those achievements was tied to John Deere dealerships.
He wanted to get a John Deere hat that said the state and the name of the dealership from every state, so all 50 states.
And once he had all 50 states, he set out to get one from each Canadian province as well. Scott's father passed in 2011, which means Scott oversees the massive amounts of hats today. And that collection can be measured in semi-loads. It's something he enjoys, but also something he hopes to pass on so more can see. I'll explain next time as we travel the countryside near Frost, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.
Thank you.
nature grew native prairies for thousands of years. But if you want to start one, it'll take some planning. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prairies are complex with many variables as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Pioneer days, native prairies grew in the middle of the United States as far as the eye could see. Today, only a fraction of a percent of those original prairies exist, but there is interest in restoring the prairie ecosystem. Laura Jackson is the director of the Tall Grass Prairie Center at the University of Northern Iowa. She says to learn as much as you can about the site you've chosen for your planting. Prairies grow in many types of soils, so before you buy a seed mix, it's important to know the soil characteristics of your land.
The kind of soil that you're growing it on is going to affect your moisture, how tall the plants will get. It's going to affect the species of plants that you choose quite dramatically because there are a lot of plants that can't tolerate super wet soils. There's a lot of plants that can't tolerate super dry soils. So you use the seed mix to cope with that.
This won't be a plant-it-and-forget-it endeavor. It takes at least 3 years for a prairie to take hold. Jackson says the first year is especially critical because the annual weeds will pop up like toast and the prairie plants will be short. Plan on spending some time on the mower to keep the weeds under control and so light can penetrate to the prairie seedlings.
That first year, it's super important to keep it mowed back. You say, well, what if I mow off my prairie plants? You won't. They're too short. You can mow at 6 to 8 inches, and they're going to be below that. They're going to be around 4 inches tall or less. Keep them mowed, mow, mow, mow. Learn to identify your prairie seedlings so you can see that you're having success.
Long-term management includes mowing or burning every few years to stimulate growth and to stay ahead of invasive perennial weeds. Learn more about planting a prairie at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Culver's restaurant chain appreciates farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Wisconsin-based Culver's chain of restaurants has operated its Thank You Farmers program for 10 years now. Marketing and PR manager Allison Demmer says the program is based on three pillars, the first being sustainability.
When we think about what that looks like in the world of sustainability, it's really leveraging all of the work that's happening across the agriculture industry and ensuring that our guests are able to know that we wouldn't be able to serve our delicious food without the farmers and ranchers who make it possible.
Demmer says the second pillar was to align with the FFA organization.
So when we can raise funds in a local restaurant that then support a local FFA chapter, it allows really ag education to make a bigger impact in our local communities, but also enables us to ensure that the next generation of leaders in agriculture, these FFA members, are able to be successful because we can support them in numerous ways.
And Demmer says the third pillar is the thank you part.
Gratitude is really all about ensuring that our guests and the entire community understand that farmers are the reason everything is possible.
The program has generated $5 million to support FFA. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
A message from Cover Kansas. Medicaid renewals have been on pause since 2020 and will resume in 2023. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you might not get a renewal letter in the mail and could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your contact information today. That's cancare.ks.gov. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Midwest and Plains states are working through a major winter storm this week, and one meteorologist expects more rain and snow in the future. Kirk Hines, president of business development at BAM Weather LLC, says for some, there's significant moisture ahead.
I think really that it's going to come down to a state divided, even from Kansas to Nebraska. I think you draw a line in the half part of the state further east. There's significant moisture ahead, and that is going to be a consequence of the transition from La Niña to El Niño, and more so this increased moisture, which is basically a consequence of the stronger jet stream from El Nino is going to continue as we're going into February, January, February, March. Basically, every stronger El Nino on record brings moisture in from Nebraska to Kansas, northern Oklahoma, the western part of the Ag Belt that has been so dry the last 3 to 5 years because of the significant change from three straight La Ninas, the last one being the strongest one, now a strong El Nino. It's that shock, finally, that I believe is going to bring in the moisture, especially earlier and more timely than what we've seen. So I do think a real change is coming.
For the lucky ones, that means drought relief is on the way. Hines is even more confident for moisture this spring as well.
I think that's an even better time frame, to be honest with you. Statistically, maybe 3 out of every 4 El Ninos March into April are normal to above normal moisture. Some of them are very, very heavy. And like almost like last season, there was some earlier on season rains. I think we can see another year of something similar. I think it's a very, very positive look on a reduction of a continued reduction of the drought. So I think that is an overall consequence of the transition from La Nina to El Nino. We're already seeing it. It's a slow process. This is the number one thing we had to happen, though, is the transition to a stronger El Nino to get a consistent reduction in that drought that's not temporary.
That's Kirk Hines with BAM Weather LLC, and I'm Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster?
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
We expect a lot out of our herbicides, but killing weeds is only part of the solution. You've got to break the weed seed bank on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
That's the frame of mind a producer needs to get the upper hand on yield-robbing weeds. It starts by reducing the weed seed bank and stopping weeds from emerging in the first place, and having a plan to clean up anything that escapes. Bruce Stripling is a regional tech services manager for FMC. They stress overlapping residual herbicides with multiple sites of action to reduce the escapes. He cites a study in Indiana.
We were able to take something like water hemp and reduce that seed bank by about 48% year over year. Say I just did an early post of just keeping the Xtendimax and a Roundup in. Well, that seed bank increased over 300%. Obviously, you were leaving escapes, females in the field or whatnot, where you had a population of weeds that were surviving. And then if you just threw in one pre, you dropped it by about a half of that.
Most residuals last 30 to 45 days, but herbicide efficiency is also at the mercy of the weather.
When a grower hits 45 days, he's thinking, well, I'll start back at 45. And what we might see is some of that herbicide might be breaking down then. So we need to be timely. Starting early with that pre, that overlapping residual, you'd want to stay around that 30-day mark, even a little earlier than that 30-day mark. Get that benefit out of that overlapping residual.
Managing all these modes of action can be confusing, so work closely with your herbicide supplier to put down the right herbicide at the right time. Cultural practices like crop rotation, pulling weeds, and cultivation should also be in your toolbox to avoid herbicide resistance. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about breaking the weed seed bank at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Midwest and Plains states are working through a major winter storm this week, and one meteorologist expects more rain and snow in the future. Kirk Hines, president of business development at BAM Weather LLC, says for some, there's significant moisture ahead.
I think really that it's going to come down to a state divided, even from Kansas to Nebraska. I think you draw a line in the half part of the state further east. There's significant moisture ahead, and that is going to be a consequence of the transition from La Nina to El Nino, and more so this increased moisture, which is basically a consequence of the stronger jet stream from El Nino, is going to continue as we're going into February, January, February, March. Basically, every stronger El Nino on record brings moisture in from Nebraska to Kansas, northern Oklahoma, the western part of the Ag Belt that has been so dry the last 3 to 5 years because of the significant change from three straight La Ninas, the last one being the strongest one, now a strong El Nino. It's that shock, finally, that I believe is going to bring in the moisture, especially earlier and more timely than what we've seen. So I do think a real change is coming.
For the lucky ones, that means drought relief is on the way. Hines is even more confident for moisture this spring as well.
I think that's an even better time frame, to be honest with you. Statistically, maybe 3 out of every 4 El Ninos March into April are normal to above normal moisture. Some of them are very, very heavy. And like almost like last season, there was some earlier on season rains. I think we can see another year of something similar. I think it's a very, very positive look on a continued reduction of the drought. So I think that is an overall consequence of the transition from La Nina to El Nino. We're already seeing it. Again, it's a slow process. This is the number one thing we had to happen, though, is the transition to a stronger El Nino to get a consistent reduction in that drought that's not temporary.
That's Kirk Hines with BAM Weather LLC, and I'm Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster?
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas experienced a large variety of weather conditions in 2023, like it does many years. K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle recaps a few of the key events that took place in the state. He begins by reviewing the drought and says when in the year it was extremely bad.
The big story in terms of weather for the year was the drought. And March through May was when things were really bad, especially in central and eastern Kansas. 4 of our 9 climate divisions in the state ranked in the top 10 driest meteorological springs. And that's the 3-month period between March, or really March, April, and May. So 4 divisions out of 9 in the state, top 10 driest. We had 3 counties in the state that had their driest spring, meteorological spring on record. Those are Harvey, Greenwood, and Butler counties, which all happen to be adjacent to one another down in south central Kansas. Now, when I say driest ever, that's driest on record. It's a 129-year period of record that began in 1895. So driest in 129 years, that's a big deal.
Kansas had two major heat waves this year, and Siddle says how they rank for all time.
There were two heat waves that were brutal. The dates were July 24th through August 3rd, and then again from the 19th through the 25th, and that second heat wave was the worst of the two. We had seven consecutive days, and that the average high temperature across the state was over 100 degrees. And the first day, that is kind of unusual, the first day of that heat wave was the worst day. That was August the 19th when Manhattan at the airport hit 115 degrees. That ended up being the hottest temperature in the nation on that day. And it was the warmest temperature in over a decade recorded anywhere in the state of Kansas.
At the end of the year, parts of the state got large amounts of rain.
We certainly did. The event that just happened, the 13th through the 15th, huge amounts of moisture in southwest Kansas. There were the highest report for that storm was over 3.5 inches down in Meade County, which is down in southwest Kansas. There was a location in Ford County that had more precipitation in the 24-hour period from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the 14th into the 15th. It was the largest single-day rain event ever in the month of December at that location, over a century of data. So we're talking just an incredibly unusual event.
That was K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle with information about the weather in Kansas last year. Keep up to date on the weather at www.mezinet.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock John bread every sale Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature over 275 fancy Angus, Sim Angus, Charlet, and Black Whiteface first calf heifers from area consigners. They're AI and bull bred to high calvinese, low birth weight Angus bulls due to start calving in late January through March. This will be an outstanding offering of high quality, gentle bred heifers. Spring calving cows consignments include over 300 Angus, Black Whiteface, and a few red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, with many being 3 to 4 years old. These cows are AI and bull bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for February through April calving. Also offered will be 100 black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid with September to December calves by side. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After decent gains Monday, the major stock averages have gone into retreat. Late this morning, the Dow Jones was off 225 points. The S&P was down 0.3%. The NASDAQ was lower by 0.1%. After a perfect launch Monday, Pittsburgh-based Astrobotics is calling off its planned trip to the moon. The Peregrine lunar lander suffered a malfunction with its propulsion system. It's unlikely to make it to the moon with NASA's $108 million payload aboard. Samsung is warning that its fourth quarter profits likely dropped 35% to just over $2.1 billion, far worse than expected. Experts point to weaker consumer demand blamed in part on higher interest rates. Here's a way to have your dry January tradition and yet the taste of Miller beer at the same time. Miller Lite Beer Mints promise an initial taste of mint followed by what the brewer describes as the subtle yet great taste of Miller Lite. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Omaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, FBLA, and so many other areas. Keep up the good work. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, with over 50 years of service. Homus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Omaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a pat on the back. Good luck at events this week from Homus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck, and trailer repair.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
The Blue Rapids Community Action Team will hold a home-style fried chicken dinner Saturday, January 13th from 5 p.m. until it's gone at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Fried chicken, all the fixings, and homemade desserts, all for a suggested donation of $12. This Saturday at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 5 until it's gone.
country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC News.